Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm so excited that worked. Welcome, everybody, to the Romance Bookmark. I am Renee Bernard, and tonight I have Madeline Martin back on the show. And we bonded over the stress of our writing lives. And in the pre-show, where I was supposed to be, you know, explaining all sorts of professional things, we just started talking. And that is pretty much how it rolls here on the Romance Bookmark. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you. We were confessing, it was like secret confessional booth, about the stress. You have a book that came out today. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then you have another book that's coming out February 1st.
Oh, no, it's not coming out February 1st. It's due February 1st to my publisher. So I'm in the throes of rapidly editing it to get it to beta readers. And I'm hoping that they like it, so I don't have that much to fix since I'm kind of cutting it short.
And you're moving. You're in the middle of a move.
Yes, I actually
like a real move with boxes and packing and turning off utilities. A move?
Yes, yes. Although
wow.
I have to say, I confess that I've had like 4 months to move,
oh.
But you know how that works. Like, oh, I've got 4 months. You know, I'll get it done in like a week or so, and then a week comes
right
and goes, and then it's like, oh my God, I have to move out this weekend, and so that's kind of what happened last weekend. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
My ex-husband is actually moving into my house, my old house, and
oh my God.
Unfortunately, we have a cat allergy here, and so it's very, very sad. I can't have my cats here, but he's going to get the cat since he was their dad before. And so I've pretty much been paying my mortgage for 3 months for my cats to live there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a somewhat amicable situation? So he's going to be nice to your fur babies?
Oh, yeah.
It's
fine. Yeah.
Okay. Not every ex-husband is, you know, an amicable, good fur baby take care of. So, you know, it's good
yes,
to know.
No. He's a good fur baby daddy for them and everything. So it's fine.
Awesome.
Yeah. I had to get all the rest of my stuff cleaned out and everything. My boyfriend and I are living together, and so I was getting everything moved out and, you know,
wow.
I had to get it all cleaned up and everything. So.
4 months. So when somebody says 4 months, that sounds like a long time. Like what
it
we
does,
were talking about, when
not.
You're projecting ahead, you're like, oh, yes, I can get that book to you by the summer of 2016. And now I'm like, what did I say?
Yeah. Exactly.
And then
faster in the holidays, and that pretty much just immediately discounts 2 months right then and there. So
the holidays are a
that's
wash.
Like those 2 months don't even really count as real time. Like those should just immediately not. No.
No, it's horrible. And you know, I mean, with kids, I'm sorry, but they let them out of school way too much, and as a result,
they do.
I get creamed, just creamed, and I love the girls, love my girls, but that is just. I don't know how people do it that have the 9-to-5 and suddenly need to come up with childcare. And
we spend a lot of money in daycare.
When you
every
don't
year
need
I look
it
at
all.
It, it's like thousands of dollars in daycare every year.
Yes, and right around Christmas, when you know it's not like you had anything else you would want to spend that money on. So,
yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. Awesome. And I'm like, well, guys, you can either have a place to stay, or I can get you Christmas presents. I'll let you guys. I trust that you'll make a wise decision in this.
you can only hope. Yeah, because if they opt for Legos, that's really, you know, it's a tough moment. So it's
exactly.
Like, keep building.
actually, this year, what
building.
I did was kind of like I tried to plan like a whole schedule. Like, okay, so you know, their dad can get them for a couple days. I can get them for a couple days. My boyfriend can get them for a couple days. How long can I go without having to pay for daycare? This can work.
I can do it. Deadlines are brutal, though. When you're writing,
I'm working here.
Yeah. Well, how are you? I mean, I try to be flexible, and then my big thing is that then somebody gets cold. Like that's my biggest challenge. Is that I'll have a very tight schedule, and then somebody gets, you know, the stomach flu, or a situation.
Or you
and
get
I'm
it.
It's horrible. Well, so far, knock on wood. But I'm like a Marine sergeant. I'm like, how sick are you? Let me evaluate.
Oh no, we've got a strict, you know, no throw up, no fever, no coming home rule in this house. Like, the nurse will call me, and I'll hear this little pathetic voice in the background, is that my mom? And the nurse will, Miss Martin, yeah, the girls are sick again. And I'm like, no, if they don't have a fever and they're not throwing up, they're not coming home. And, like, they'll say, well, they just want to talk to you for a second. You hear that sad little voice go, mama. And I'm like, yeah, if you don't have a fever and you're not throwing up, you're not coming home. But I love you.
Then when they do the face. They do the face, yes. And then they look at
they're
you,
so good.
And they're like, my tummy hurts. And you're like, that's so nebulous.
They get all
I need concrete evidence. I'm like, I need concrete evidence.
Yeah. And then one time my oldest daughter goes, well, I threw up in the bathroom. And I said, that's a big school. That's pretty convenient, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, wow, that was pretty coincidental. Mm.
You are brutal. Wow.
I am. Mm. I'm telling you. I'm hardcore. Well, because I work a full-time job during the day.
Yeah.
And I write on the side. And so for me, you know, if I'm in the middle of doing work or I have like a meeting or I have a report I need to get out or something, I can't just drop what I'm doing. And, I mean, of course, if they really are sick, I'll go.
Of course.
But if they're just calling because they don't want to take a test or because they don't want to be there or they didn't get enough sleep the night before,
I don't know if I'm ever hit to that trick yet. They're still little. So I don't know if they've quite caught that wave. I don't know. I don't want them to.
Yeah, my
to. I mean,
oldest has been really good at it ever since she was old enough to talk. So.
Ooh. Yeah. That's sneaky. I'm taking notes as a mom. I'm like, watch out for this warning sign.
If I'm not feeling tough enough, contact Madeline Martin.
They're not call me unless, well, I don't know about the state you're living in, but my big struggle is that the school will call me and they'll say, you know, they scraped their knee or something happened. And I'm like, Neosporin and a Band-Aid, go for it. And they can't do it. They go, no.
No.
They go, we're so sorry. We can't apply a Band-Aid. And I'm like, okay. Why are you? Why am I in the loop? But they can't do a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it is so weird. I'm fortunate that I work right across the street from the girls' school, and I keep a little baggie with everything in there if they need it or whatever. So I'm usually good to go. But there was one time when my oldest daughter, oldest minion, when she was in daycare, I got a call one time that she had eaten a fertilizer pellet shell.
Ooh.
I was like, what?
Wow.
Apparently, they had these little fertilizer pellets, and it's kind of like a pill that you would swallow that has like the grains on the inside and the hard plastic coating on the outside.
Oh God.
Well, I guess it didn't dissolve, and so she picked it up and put it in her mouth and ate it, and I can't imagine.
Sure,
because
that's the first test of whether or not an object is in fact candy, is to try it. You know,
apparently it seemed passable.
Oh, that's
scary. So, I remember when they called me about that. I remember just thinking, like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, should I come pick her up? Like, do you think this is a bad thing? And they're like, no, we think it's fine. We were just calling to let you know. And I was like, thank you.
Huh. Thanks. I'll maybe file that away.
I'm going to put this in our baby book. I appreciate you letting me know.
See, this is why you write romance, though. Seriously. I think a lot of... Because it's escape, isn't it? It's like, this is escape. So on the fertilizer pellet day, you were probably like, you know what would be good right now? A really sexy Highlander.
Scotland. Exactly.
Let me just outline that book right now while I'm...
Exactly.
So that I don't have a mental breakdown.
Yes, exactly.
We keep American
like,
women
you know,
sane. That's what I like to tell people.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And,
and
I include myself in the We Keep American Women Sane. I'm like, and that's the authors as well as the readers, I think.
Yes.
You and me.
Oh, yeah. Well, us authors, we needed just as much. So, yeah. I remember
to withdraw?
I'm sorry?
Do you go through withdrawal if you can't write, like that 2 month period that the holidays, because it's the worst? Do you go through withdrawal? Because I do. Do you go through like, because you can't write?
I will say I still keep writing. I usually get up at, I know, this is where you get to hate me. I usually get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I keep up that schedule pretty consistently.
That's
so
insane.
Yeah, I have, I'm kind of weird. I love listening to inspirational speeches and everything, and there's one on YouTube called Unbroken, and it is one of the most inspirational things I've ever listened to. And one piece of it, the guy always says, every day that you sleep in, you could be pushing your dream back one day, 1 year, I don't know how long. And there are so many times where my alarm will go off at 4:30 and I'll think those words in my head, and I'm like, just get up and do it. So I usually
wow.
do. So.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
on the weekends
me.
I'll
you're
sleep in
me.
Like a, I'll sleep in like an hour.
Because I'm just not a morning person, but now I feel guilty that I'm not a morning person. Now I'm like, oh man, I'm
more. Well, just rearrange it so it's like every time I go to bed on time, I'm pushing my dream back. That so just reverse it.
I need 8 hours. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I have to have those 8 hours. It's a health thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's
no,
just
I will
important.
Say, I average about 5 hours of sleep a night.
I know.
Oh,
that's not enough. That's not
I
enough.
Know.
No.
Yeah. But someday when I die, I'll get to sleep for a very long time, and that's when I make up for all of this.
Yeah.
In
but
the meantime, I
hear
I
that's not quality sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot
yeah.
of sleep, but I'm not sure it's quality. It's quantity,
yeah.
but I'm not sure it's quality. So
I
I'm
will
think
say,
that's
usually
true.
When I lay down, I'm usually out. So, yeah.
Yes, I am going to totally not argue with you and say, yeah, I'm thinking the minute your horse.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Hey, Mama. Mama, or you know, we'll watch a movie on Friday nights with the girls. I like to do family fun night, and so we watch a movie, or we have dance-a-cons, or play board games, or whatever. And
yes.
so usually, whenever we watch a movie, and it doesn't matter how excited I am to see this movie, I will stay awake long enough to eat the popcorn and then just pass out. And then like, I'll hear them too. Like the lights will come on, and you'll hear, "Should we take a picture and put it on Facebook?" And I'm like, seriously.
But you can't move. You're too far gone. It's too far gone.
I'm like,
actually,
if I weren't so tired right now, I would open my eyes. No, my boyfriend usually steps in and is like, "No, guys, we're not going to take a picture for Facebook or Twitter. Let's leave your mom alone."
Let's let mom sleep. Let's let her have this
I
moment.
Know. See,
so,
these are the real life heroes.
That's true. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to ask the next natural question, which is, you then what he tells you the ending of films, or have you ever actually like are you make sure it's one you've seen before? Because I'm thinking, when's the last time you actually knew how a movie ended? Then you're totally stuck. I mean, if you're
well,
passing
usually,
out after minute 21, you don't know
right?
who you know what happened. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's all these cliffhangers, and you'll never know.
Well, they're usually the kid movies that are family
oh, okay.
friendly. So it's like Hollywood Chihuahua Part 5.
Oh, that's
better.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah,
something.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
I
exactly.
would sleep too.
I'm like, I'm going to guess
yeah.
the dog gets saved and ends up being a grandson. I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm like, there's a lot of great films out there where, man, you're missing. I'm pretty sure the last 40 minutes are when a lot of great stuff happens.
Yeah, but not with like Hollywood Chihuahua 8 or
oh,
whatever
yeah, no.
it ends up being. No, definitely not.
I'm
in
gonna,
fact, it's probably my brain is like, we're going to do a mercy kill here. We're going to split
yeah.
you into a coma, and you're just going to sleep through this. It's going to be fantastic.
I paid money and slept through a couple kids' films with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, like any sequel to what was originally a bad film. And I slept
yeah.
On purpose. I was like, oh, please, God. It's this or, you know, I'm going to cause a scene in the middle of this theater. Huh? Oh, okay. Oh, I'm supposed to say goodnight. We have like 40 seconds. So, but you are wonderful as always. Thank you
so
much
so
for coming
fun.
On the show. And everybody, it's Enchanting the Highlander, right? Is today?
Enchantment of a Highlander. Very
Enchantment.
Quick.
I got it wrong. I'm so sorry. All right. And it's www.madelinemartin.com. Everybody run out and get your Highlander fix. And thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much
that
for having
it.
Me.
See?
Bye.
All right. I will see everybody next week on the Romance Bookmark. Thank you, Madeline. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.